How do you make your SFX? Like my sound effects. So yeah, I've already answered that question with the whole NSFW sound effects, but I actually wanted to talk a bit about the normal sound effects, because like that's a big thing. Like I have a lot of sound effects like doors and stuff. Some of them are from YouTube, like imported, but some of them are actually recorded by me. I have some really good microphones for recording stuff. And it would be super much of a shame like to not really use them for both ASMR and, you know, like other sounds and stuff. Like I usually put two microphones on each side of my table and I have like an object in the middle. And that's how I kind of record some of my sound effects, like opening a bottle of soda or something, or pouring tea. Yeah, so I really do use my own microphones. Also, like ASMR wise, I don't know if you noticed, but I've actually been using one sound effect, like one ASMR thingy, like a lot in my audios. And it's like a very gentle crisp. Like it's a very crispy like sound of like some sort of cloth. It's like two cotton balls, like kind of like going. It's hard to replicate, but like it's very, very delicate and very soft, and it adds like an old crispy feel to my audios sometimes. And I've been using it in like about 50 of them or something. So maybe like try to find the sound in my audios. Like it's a very crisp and light cotton sound. Like yeah, you'll find it. I use it a lot because it's so delicate and you don't notice it, but it does add some ASMR and relaxation into my audios. But yeah, I record most of my stuff, like, myself. Oh, the next question is really interesting. So, are you fine with it then, when people come to your audios? So, you intend it? I always feel a little guilty when I, you know, do your audios. Yeah, well, the thing is, like, there's a reason why people listen to my audios, like my NSFW. Like, or it's just to get hard or get turned on, or it's just for my voice, or it is actually to like come to and stuff and masturbate to, and I'm completely fine with it. Of course I am. I am all about exploring sexuality, and I see it as a big compliment when I'm able to turn you on, and I think this is a good safe place to do so. So I really do like want everyone to just explore my audios in their own way. And if that means masturbating to it, hell yeah, just go for it. And come as hard as possible. That's a big compliment. I don't know. Yeah, yeah, it's just, it's like, yeah, obviously, I really do encourage it. Like, yeah, I have been, like, giving some tips on how to best experience my audios when you, you know, do that stuff to yourself. So I really do, I really intend you to come to my audios. Yeah. I think that's just the best way to explore them and figure out what turns you on in real life as well. Like, if there's certain kink thingies I do, or, like, you can really, like, measure how much you're into something by how hard you came to it. So, yeah, just explore my audios in whichever way you feel comfortable and you'll, like, get the max out of them. Yeah, I really do encourage it. Oh yeah, and definitely follow my tips I give in my descriptions. It's really worth it. Just trust me on that one. It's just really worth it most of the time. please just explore the audios in the way I intended you to explore them. Because, you know, that's just the best experience, you know. Next question. What's the most interesting kink you have been asked to do an ASMR about? Oh, so like in terms of commissions, I've had a lot of kinks and I love doing that. I love providing people with something that really they can't really find online and they have to like specifically request someone to make for them. Yeah, I love how satisfying it feels for me to be able to give someone something they requested, but they haven't really found anywhere else, like very specific kinks or very specific things. I love providing that for people, and they're always really, really happy when I do, like, I'm able to do that for them. And that's like what the commissions are all about, you know, that personal experience of like you requesting me specifically something to make for you. And I don't know, the most interesting thing is like, I've had a lot of things. I'm not really gonna tell you specifically what kind of things, because some things are considered a bit of taboo and stuff, but it's an audio, so it's like safe, you know. Oh, it just started raining. Okay, so we have a bit of rain ASMR going on in the background now. But yeah, I've been asked to do a lot of like very kinky stuff that is considered a bit controversial, but as long as it's like safe and it's not encouraging bad behavior or it's something I'm comfortable doing. I have definitely turned down audios. I have a rule to myself where I'm not comfortable with it, I'm not gonna do it. So I encourage people to just like request me anything, but I will set up a boundary if I don't feel comfortable doing it because of like personal experiences or something I'm just not standing behind. I'm definitely not gonna do it. And I'm not gonna do like illegal stuff and no, that's not something I'm into, but like kinks and stuff in general. And yeah, I love doing that. I love providing that for people. So I can say the most interesting kink, I really want to give an answer to that question, but it's hard to specifically point something out. It will have to be a male pregnancy, me getting pregnant from the listener, or wanting to get pregnant from the listener. But that's like okay, like it's an audio, and if someone's into that, they're into that, and there's no shame about it, and it was a pretty good audio, I'd say. So yeah, like that's one of the more interesting things, for example. Things that go through your head while you're recording. Oh, a lot of technical stuff, like is my voice in the right direction? Am I speaking loud enough? Am I speaking soft enough? Is the audio gonna be like well processed? Is my voice gonna pop out enough? Are the sound effects going to be good enough and balanced enough? Like, it's very technical. All the creative stuff really comes to the script writing, and I do sometimes go off the path a bit and I improvise. So when that happens, I really like focus on the improvisation, but most things I think while actually recording is really like the technical stuff, like getting everything right. Might be a boring answer, but that's how it is. When you record your NSFW audios, aren't you scared that someone hears you, like neighbors, or I don't know. I rarely record when someone is at home, and when I do so, it's not gonna be NSFW, so I don't have to be scared of like my family hearing what I'm doing. But yeah, I've had like my neighbor being outside, and I'm always a bit terrified that they might hear, but my house is really good, like it's well isolated and stuff, so I don't have to be really scared about that. But there's always like that lingering kind of feeling of like, oh god, what if someone is at home and stuff? I better go double check and stuff, yeah. So I'm a bit like, I'm a bit nervous when I do record, but I'm not really scared. What's your favorite NSFW type of audio to make? For example, do you prefer playing the dom parts or the sub parts? I don't really have a preference. I like both. It depends on like how much of a mood I am in or like how I feel. But I don't think I have a preference. I like playing all the things. Like even like when it comes to like M4M or M4F, I like doing all of like, you know, I just genuinely like enjoy doing everything. But to be specific, I really like doing catboy stuff and like doing my subby kind of higher pitched thingy for catboy audios. But then again, I do love doing dom parts, and my favorite like character or style of making has to be like a bit of a tsundere, like the gamer boyfriend audios. They're like, I don't have that many of them, but like a bit of like root boyfriend kind of style, where it's like not really dumb, but it's more like, you know, he's like in charge, or he feels like he's in charge, or like, you know, he's like being a bit like rude to the listener, or teasing a bit and like telling stuff like you know, like, oh, you're definitely not as good as me, or you're lucky to have a boyfriend like me, or stuff like that. And kind of my acting, like, it feels very natural to me to, like, be a bit tsundere and a bit, like, you know, whatever. Well, I like speaking and stuff, and I like doing that. So that's kind of my favorite, like, character stuff to play. And then when it comes to NSFW, I love recording, like, bratty sub bottom mixed with blowjob thingies. Next question. It has to be tiring to record so much with your voice. Do you drink water or something while recording? If not, I hope you do. Or drink, like, tea. Oh my god. I do drink a lot of water and tea. Like, specifically tea. I always have half a liter of tea next to me while I record. Yeah, I drink a lot of tea while I record. Also, if it's not too weird, can you tell how you discovered you could get into doing ASMR audios? How did you feel about making NSFW audios when you first started? So, when I started, my English was horrible. It still is not super, super good, but I have gotten better in my style of speaking, I'd say. But I just wanted to try it. I just got a microphone and tried it. I could never think this would happen, but... You know, I just wanted to do something creatively because I've always been into, like, making stories or, like, making up these little scenarios or stories. And I love, like, this way of doing it with my voice and, like, imagination. So, yeah, it's, like, more of, like, it's, like, originated from just me wanting to create little stories. And this is a good medium for that. And, obviously, loving listening to, like, boyfriend audios and stuff. I love that shit. Even when I had boyfriends, I still listen to boyfriend ASMR, like, at night, because it's awesome. how did you feel about making NSFW audio when you first started? Well, I felt about it in this way. Like, I wanted to try it, because I know it existed, but I didn't know I would really like it, but I have become addicted to how much freedom you have, and how you can explore with different tropes and different, you know, there's so much possibilities, and I love that about NSFW audios, and, like, having the complete freedom to do whatever you want in the audios, it's just, like, magical. It's like a magical feeling to come up with something new or exciting, and being able to make it into an actual audio. It's just an exciting and magical feeling. It's just really nice. Yeah. Did you ever listen to this kind of thing when you were young? I do not encourage minors to listen to my audios, but if I have to be honest, I have. When I was like 15, 16, I listened a lot to roleplay ASMR, and some of them might have been 18 plus, but I do not by any means encourage younger people to listen to my NSFWs. Oh god, no, not at all. But I can't say I haven't done it myself, so, yeah. Also, super curious if your friends and family know you make this kind of ASMR. Two friends know, and my boyfriend knows, so three people know, and none of my family knows. No. Do you listen to M4M audios yourself? If yes, which VAs do you listen to? I've always, like, had a thing of, like, I can say that since I've done the audios myself, I've listened way less to ASMR roleplays like that, and especially M4M. But it's kind of nice to see how much it has evolved. Like, when I started doing it about a year ago, there weren't that many M4M creators that really focused on M4M like me. I remember, like, Twinkle Audios. He's a good friend, actually. He's just awesome. And we're gonna collab soon, by the way. Just a little preview thingy. But yeah, we're gonna collab soon. But yeah, like, Twinkle Audios, he had about 9,000 when I started. So we kind of, like, rose up together in the terms of M4M content. But he was one of the only ones that actually got really into focusing on it. There were some M4M audios out there, but it's kind of really fun to see how much more M4M audios there are on YouTube since me and Tyler, I'm sorry, me and Twinkle, like, oh damn, real name reveal. Me and Twinkle, like, started doing M4M. It's crazy how much more creators have went, like, I can do this, I'm gonna do this as well. And it's really fun to have inspired people like that, kinda. And have just a bigger M4M community. It's just awesome. I do not listen to much M4M, but I do listen to DayVA Celestial and Chomu VA, I'd say. Yeah, those are big, like, they're a bit smaller than me. Well, I don't like the term smaller. I don't mean that in smaller creator, but their channels are smaller than mine, but I love them so much. But yeah, Chomu VA and DayVA Celestial are just awesome creators, and I love listening to them every once in a while because they're just really comforting. They're just like my comfort VAs to go to. Hey Coda, I was wondering if you can do an SFW on plus-sized characters like audio roleplays that appreciates the chubby body. So like plus-sized peeps can feel the love of being sexy. Oh, I love that though. I don't really like doing specific body type kind of things because I want everyone to be able to, like, enjoy my audios. So I don't really delve into, like, body type or something like that. So my audios, like, plus-sized people can relate to my audios. People that are really small, people that are really tall, like, all kind of sizes, colors, all just kind of people can relate to my audios, like, as a listener. And I really go for that. But specific body type kind of wise, yeah, I would actually want to do that. I have done that before in personal requested audios. But yeah, I think I'm going to do that. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, so chubby, for chubby listeners or plus sized people. Yeah, I'd actually want to do that. Yeah, I'll keep that in mind. And I can't really promise anything because I have so many ideas I need to and I want to, like, execute, but I will definitely write that down to, like, note to myself to make more of that. Writing it down as we speak. But you can, yeah, like, yeah, you can bet your ass that I'm gonna do that in the future. Hey Coda, what's your biggest turn on? For some recent audios you've included suggesting on how to masturbate to them, do you have a favorite way to masturbate? If you do, you mind sharing? How often do you masturbate or have sex? Just curious. Thank you for being open to receive some NSFW questions. So my biggest turn on is the whole switch thing, from being sub to bottom or never really knowing who's gonna end up on top. That's my big turn on. So when it comes to the suggestions of how to masturbate to my audios, I can definitely say that it's from some personal experience. Like, as I've told you many times before, I'm a very explorative person. I like to explore new things, new feelings, and have a lot of tips and tricks up my sleeve. But I don't actually masturbate. That's gonna be a bit of a lie, because sometimes I do. Like, I still have some toys I really like using, but I have a boyfriend, and I love saving up my loads for my boyfriend, you know. So I love saving up for my boyfriend, so I usually just wait for my boyfriend to get to my home or for me to get to his home, and I kind of want to save up for my boyfriend all the time, so I don't really masturbate. But every once in a while I have the craving to use one of my toys. So yeah, I'm gonna be really open with this. Like, favorite way to masturbate is probably with a toy, a dildo or something. Yeah, I have some pretty good ones, some pretty cool ones as well that feel really good. So yeah, I love using, like, a toy on me while I, you know, do the thing on the front, and yeah, that's just my way of doing it. But I don't really do it that often, not at all actually, like, very rarely, because my boyfriend. But that's my favorite way. These are fun questions to answer. Does doing these kind of audios ever turn you on? Yes, they do. Do you actually masturbate during the spicy parts? No, I never ever do. It's pretty safe to say I will, when I'm recording, I do not like touch myself in any way or get myself off. Most I do is sometimes zip down my pants and kind of like reveal my boxers a bit, or sometimes like do those things, but it's purely for sounds. But I never like do anything to myself while I'm recording because I'm a professional boyo. Is it me just thinking this, or do you put quotes from songs in some of your audios? I definitely do. I put a lot of quotes, a lot of details, a lot of Easter eggs. I love the crap out of putting some details in my audios and little hints and little details and little callbacks or mentions to other audios. I have lots of audios where that are actually related to another audio in a certain way. In terms of characters, there's actually a lot of siblings in my audios. And of course not between listener and me, but characters. There's a lot of siblings. Actually, the stepbro character I did recently is the brother, like younger brother, of an other character that moved out of the house already, like the gamer boyfriend character. And then you have Lucas. Like, well, hold on. You have Jamie? Yeah. You have like the stepbrother. And then you have Jamie, who is his older brother that has already moved out and doesn't really have anything to do with that plotline of like two parents coming together and them being step siblings, like the listener and like stepbrother. But Jamie's his older brother, and Lucas is best friend of Jamie, and he always teases Lucas, Jamie, about like being a sub and something like things like that and being bad at video games. And then actually Lucas has a friend that he does stuff with in a listener kind of way, like, you know, the listener and the Lucas. This is all very complicated, but like you have Lucas and then have you like the listener in Lucas's roleplay audios, and that listener is actually another character of another thingy completely. But it's kind of weird because in those role plays, the character is the listener, but it's a character. It's up to you to figure out which character is actually the listener in Lucas's audios. But that's a big insider or secret in my audios. That's actually a bit of a plot twist if you think about it. But yeah, like all of it are just connected, and I love putting quotes and details and song quotes. And quotes from TV shows and pop culture media, stuff like that. I do like to insert a lot of details in my audios to make them re-listenable, you know, as I mentioned earlier, to make them interesting and keep them interesting for multiple listens, you know? Do you have any certain NSFW material that motivates you to do some specific scenarios? Yeah, I do have like toys and stuff that I like implementing into specific scenarios. I do have a remote controlled plug that I have used before in my audio, and that kind of audio was designed around that toy. So I do actually like have some material that motivates me to do scenarios specifically. hot chocolate. That's probably the most chaotic thing I've ever recorded, but it's fun. What is your favorite accent, and would you ever consider trying any for your ASMRs? I know it's not technically NSFW, but I don't know. I find accents hot. Sue me. I love accents. I love using accents. I love playing with it. I do have an accent myself, I think. Yes. I love like this kind of Middle European, like Eastern European kind of accent thingies. And I love Italian accents as well. I'm not good at them, so I don't use them often, but I love like English with a little hint of like an accent, you know? When you just know the accent's there and you kind of notice it slightly, it makes the person sound more interesting to me, I think. So yeah, my favorite accent would be a very slight Italian accent, or a bit of a like Russian kind of accent. Yeah, a bit of a Russian accent, like a very slight, very light English mixed with Russian accent is really, really cool, I think. I love that, yeah. Next question. Was the 1 hour of non-stop bottom breathing sounds recorded in one piece? Yes, it's definitely recorded in one piece, but a little secret, it's not 1 hour long of me moaning, it's like about 20 minutes, and then like, I just copy-pasted it 3 times and edited it all together, so it's actually like 20 minutes of me just moaning and doing the sounds and stuff. But yeah, it's like that. It's like a copy-paste, but very well edited. So it seems like it's one piece, and it's not disturbing, or like, interruptive, or something like that. Hey Coda, this is Bree. Hi Bree. And I have a question about the Neko NSFW and ASMRs. Do you think that you love making them? Also, I am bound... I'm sorry. I'm just stretching. Also, I am by now because of your encouragement just to be me. I thank you for that, Coda. Oh, that's really nice to hear. Bye, gang. Yeah, I'd say I really love doing the character. Like, the Neko characters are just awesome to play. And I love making the little sounds. I love doing the bell sounds, stuff like that. Just, like, it's amazing to make, and I really love making them. How much time goes into a single video? About 5 hours. Do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend? I think you have a boyfriend, but I don't know if that's right. Also, are they chill about your ASMR artist job? What do you tell your parents your job is? And if Patreon and YouTube is not full-time, what kind of work do you do? Oh, that's a really interesting question. So, my boyfriend is really encouraging. Like, he encourages me to do what I love, and he's really supportive, and I love him for that. He knows that, like, it's purely, you know, he knows that, like, it's kind of like what I do, and it's like what I create, so he's chill about that. He's not, like, jealous about me role-playing or stuff like that. He doesn't consider it as, like, you know, he just, like, knows I'm professional about it and just love doing that. And yeah, I've actually had a lot of people saying that it's really weird that I have a boyfriend and I make boyfriend ASMR, but I'd say like that's a whole separate thing and I just do what I love doing. So he's definitely chill about it. What do you tell your parents your job is? Well, so the thing is, like, and yeah, with the whole thing of like a Patreon YouTube is not your full time, what kind of work do you do? I actually don't work yet. I'm not that super old, actually. I'm still pretty, like, in my early adulthood, very much. I'm a student. I study film. I'm a film student, actually. So I actually, like, go to school, kind of. And, like, yeah, I'm still a student, so I don't really work. But I do have, like, an income, obviously, from the things I do here, which I usually... Most of it I do invest in my recording equipment because I love giving back and I don't feel super comfortable about like using like the earnings I make here for like personal life or something. Well, I sometimes do, of course, like I still need to get some good food and stuff and, you know, but I usually invest my money, so it doesn't really, it's not really an earning, kind of. So it's not really a job, like I don't consider this a job. So I don't do actual work. I'm still a film student, still going to school. Oh, I don't know if you started recording the Q&A, but I just remembered this. I'm pretty sure English isn't your mother language since it isn't mine, and we both have a similar accent. And that brings me to the question, would you be bothered if we corrected you, if you used the word wrong or didn't pronounce it the right way? Because I remember you saying in some old audios the word arc, as arc... Oh, arch. Yeah, okay. So, because I remember you saying in some old audios the word arch as arc, but I didn't want to say anything about it because it felt like it might bother you. No, definitely go for it. Just always correct me if I say something wrong. That's really embarrassing. But yeah, I'm not English native speaker. English is not my mother language, obviously. And yeah, I don't mind if people correct me, because I love learning, I love getting feedback, because it makes me better as a creator, you know? It just helps me. So I'll definitely use arch and not arc in my audios. I'll try to remember it. So thank you for that. But yeah, always correct me if I say something wrong or do something wrong. I love learning, and I'm still young and stupid, and I need to learn a lot of stuff in life, and yeah, always correct me. Hey Coda, do you take inspiration for the roleplays you do IRL? Like a moment you and your partner had? Oh yeah, I definitely do. I did something recently about the camping trip with your friends, getting up to some touchy stuff and stroking like above the boxers while some other friends are sleeping in a tent. That's very much inspirational from real life, because when I was like 15-16, I went to a lot of camping trips with my buddies. I had two other friends, and we all kind of figured out that we were into guys. Like, that was my period when I still wasn't really comfortable in my sexuality, like, as being bi. I thought I was very much gay. And so me and my two other friends, we had so many camping trips, and, you know, we were just really open with each other. Actually, it wasn't really that safe. But then again, we didn't have anything going on with other people except for just us three. So we had like a lot of threesomes in our camping adventures. Yeah, that's just like a thing that's heavily inspired on my camping trips. If I do any camping audio, that's just inspired by that, because I have so many really good memories of like me and two other friends, like really good friends, just exploring each other. On camping trips, just like us going into a tent and just railing each other for like, you know, the whole night, and coming all over each other and in each other, and you know, doing stuff to each other and stuff, and it's really fun. I had a lot of exploring going on when I was 16. I had a lot of exploring going on like a couple of years ago. Yeah. But yeah, that's inspirational for camping trip audios and stuff. All the Switch audios is kind of like things that happen between me and my boyfriend when it comes to playing video games and like making bets. Whoever wins something in a video game has to be the bottom, stuff like, gets to be on top or something like that. That's all inspired by me and my boyfriend kind of being Switches and goofing around and making bets and stuff like that. Yeah. Last question. Oh god, we already reached the last question. How did you come up with the Amphi Boy audio idea? And would you ever do a flower person audio? Just think of all the vines and holes. Ooh. Also, would you ever consider doing bios for your characters with audios, like height, simple descriptions, dick and ball size? Oh, I love that idea though. I love it. I've actually wanted to get into digital art myself a bit, so I can design my own thumbnails and characters. I really love the idea though of like having these character descriptions and like very specific things about characters and bios. Yeah, I think I'll implement that in my audios in certain ways. Yeah, thank you for that idea though. Yeah, really, like, thank you for that idea. I'll note that. Damn, I love getting feedback and like ideas by you guys. You're just all so creative and imaginative, and you really just all help me a lot. I just really love all you guys. But yeah, when it comes to like the flower person audios thingies with vines and stuff, damn, that's really cool. I've already done something like that, like the tentacle stuff, and oh, so yeah, I did, like, I think vine stuff and tentacle stuff is really similar, and I want to get into that more, because it's really cool, and it's really hot for some reason as well. But I've kind of implemented that in my Amphiboy audios, you know, with the tail, like being very slick and long and like girthy, and you know, like the Amphiboy putting his tail in certain holes of your body and stretching you out like that, and just like slick movements and like stroking and stuff. But I think I'm gonna do more of that. Yeah, like the flower person is actually a really good idea, and I think I might really use that idea, so thank you for that as well. So yeah, I'll definitely do that. Oh, and like the restriction that vines add, like get tied up by the vines or get like stuck in the vines and the vines would have their way with you, stuff like that. Flower person thingies. Yeah, that's really cool. And I'll definitely use that in a future audio. So thank you for that. And also for the character description bio thingy. I'll definitely like note that and use it in my future audios. So there you have it. This was the Q&A, the NSFW Q&A. Thank you for all of your questions. There was so many of them, and they were really fun to answer. I hope you got to know me a bit better. I hope you have a really nice day and a really good week, and I hope you enjoyed listening to me talk. And I seriously appreciate all of you.